Hi, friends. I want to take a sec to talk to you about Greenlight, the folks sponsoring this ad. This is especially important for you parents out there, because as your kids get older, some things about parenting are going to get easier, like, you know, maybe not having to dress your kid every morning, but other things do not, like having that conversation about money. Because the fact is that kids won't ever really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. That's where Greenlight can help. So Greenlight is a debit card and a money app that's made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving while the kids and the teens, they're going to build up confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. I have Greenlight debit cards for both of my kids, and I can't tell you what a difference I see in their relationship to money. So with the Greenlight app, the kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, and they have games in the app to teach money skills in a fun and accessible way. The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature. I am a big fan, where you can set up one-time or recurring chores that customize to your family's needs and reward kids with an allowance for a job well done. And I got to tell you this, in my family, no chores, no money. Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids, and families can navigate this whole thing together. So sign up for Greenlight today, and you're going to get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/radioheadspace. That's greenlight.com/radioheadspace to try Greenlight for free. I mean, this is such a good deal. I got to say it one more time. Greenlight.com/radioheadspace. Get it, folks. Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace. Headspace Studios.
Hi, it's Sam here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Tuesday. So I've been thinking about my relationship to music lately and how it's changed over the years. For a few years in my early 20s, I avoided music completely. It was just too evocative for a time when big emotions were my constant companion, so I preferred silence. I'm pretty intentional now when it comes to listening to music. I think about how the music will support the mood I want to be in or the frame of mind that I want to cultivate while I'm writing or reading. I often enjoy driving in silence, but I do listen to music a lot more than I used to. Surprisingly, I find that I'm enjoying some 80s love songs that I used to listen to in the car with my mom when I was a child. They're so unabashedly flamboyant that I often laugh at myself as I listen. But I have to admit, I am moved by them too. I've been in a joyful and secure relationship for the past 7 years, and when I listen to these songs now, I connect with that sense of celebration and enthusiasm that they convey, and how excited I am to have love in my life. A recent favorite has been Lionel Richie's You Are, and you may know the chorus. You are the sun, you are the rain. I think of the simple and direct poetry of these words. What he's saying is, you bring life to my life. Your presence nourishes me. I'm so cheesy, I know. So while I was locked into the reverie of musical time travel on a recent drive, Google Maps coldly interrupted it by robotically commanding me to, at the roundabout, turn right. This snapped me out of my stupor, and I was thrust back to 2022, driving my car on a pretty average day. Though I was jolted out of the emotions I was feeling, I felt grateful because I know that I can move in and out of old memories willfully, not getting stuck in an emotional state, but remaining flexible as I touch into them and then exit out of them when I want to. I see this ability, cultivated through a steady mindfulness practice, as a superpower. Being aware of and not caught by emotion gives us the power of flexibility, and it gives us choice. The choice to immerse ourselves in a memory or a story, or to observe it and let it pass. When we're caught in cycles of habitual reactivity, we don't have much choice, and this can lead us to feel trapped. But mindfulness gives us the ability to step back from any mental storytelling and emotional reactivity so that we can observe, allow, and soften. Watching the mind and being a kind companion or witness to what we observe allows us to marvel at and be curious about our mind's power to project stories about the future or recall the past with longing or nostalgia. You can practice mindful music listening by putting on a favorite song and observing the thoughts, images, sensations, and emotions that are arising in you as you listen. And as you listen, notice aspects of the song, the rhythm, the instruments, the tonal nuances that you may have missed before. In essence, you're making the song your anchor. And like your breath and meditation, you're bringing your awareness back to listening in between noticing what's evoked in your body and mind as you listen. I'd love to hear what you're listening to, so feel free to connect with me on Instagram at @anchored_Sam and share some of your favorite tunes. Also, we have some amazing music content in the app that's great for focusing. They feature artists such as Hans Zimmer and Erykah Badu. That's it for me for today. Take good care, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hey everyone, it's Rosie. If you're here, I assume you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on this show and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering all of your questions and giving advice on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. We hope you'll join us soon.